Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Was that the worst loss of the season?
It was a pretty bad loss. Pretty bad loss. Which, you brought it up. All right, baseball guys, correct us. Because we said it, we agree with each other right before the show. Santana went to second base.
Where Lindor was covering.
Yes.
Yep.
To try to end the game.
With a double play.
Give me Tito post two here. This is Tito Francona talking about Santana, and he was asked a question, should Santana had thrown it home last night? Go.
Yeah, I mean, the game's happening fast, but with a lefty on the mound, he's not going to be able to get over there. So unless he can get back, there's nobody else there to take the throw.
The lefty. Okay, because you fall off towards third base.
No lefties ever get over and cover first base.
Okay, well.
I feel like I've seen that. I feel like they practice this.
Okay.
So Seth, if that's the case, Brad Hand can
only
go home.
Is that an excuse or is that, what is that?
Well, he's always going to, he's never going to say, especially.
Well, Brad Hand went home. He went home first. There was no falling off and then he just was finishing the pitch.
Yeah, just keep going. Go to LaGuardia and head on home.
He was just, I can laugh about something. He was going home. He was headed to home plate. And then he turned around and Carlos Santana whipped it over to second to try to end the game. My thought was, why wouldn't you try to end the game? Why don't you give him another at bat to see if they could try to drive in a run?
Especially the way he's pitching.
To tie the game and win. Yeah, to try to tie the game and win.
Because you know they're going to stay with him.
Yeah, why wouldn't you try to just to turn the double play and end the game? That's my question. So baseball guys got to get in on
this. So what they're saying, this is on Santana. I mean, that makes no sense to me. It's Brad Hand who gave up the leadoff double. It's Brad Hand who gave up the walk-off. It's Brad Hand who didn't cover first base. Brad Hand, Brad Hand, Brad Hand.
Well, Brad Hand puts it on Carlos Santana. Go.
I mean, I couldn't really tell. I mean, I wasn't looking at the runner. I didn't see if he was breaking right away. You know, obviously, a one-run game. We can't let that run score right there. So I thought maybe he could have gone home. I didn't know if the runner broke right away. You know, tough play all around.
What? It's a double play to end the game. There's one out. You could have ended the
game. Said, I thought we couldn't let the runner score. Well, the runner doesn't score if you double it up.
They're both automatic outs. You see, if you put your foot on the base, then he's out, and you don't have to. You don't have to. He's not going to beat the throw over there, so that's not even going to happen. So it doesn't even matter. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
And it's not an automatic out at home. You've got to place a tag.
Yeah.
It could get a little dicey, a slide. You've got a pitcher covering. All now right. Going up against a runner who's you know, sprinting home.
All right. What had happened? Now, as it is, there's a runner on third. There's one out. Runner on first. They're trying to turn two at the end of the game to finish the game off. Carlos Santana, according to legend now, was supposed to throw home.
I mean, it's a hard grounder to first. It was to him right away. It wasn't like it was a dribbler that.
And he threw it to second and got the second out. And then they couldn't cover first. Brad Hand was asked, could he have covered first? Here's Brad's answer.
No, I mean, I kind of stopped, expected him to, you know, throw it home. But once he wasn't throwing it home, I didn't really have a chance to get over there in time. Just a tough play.
Well, that's the thing, though. There is
obviously
no time
that
to
was
think.
The play that was set. Everybody was, except for Carlos Santana, I'm sorry, and Francisco Lindor, it seemed that all the other participants in the play felt he was supposed to throw it home.
I don't know. I thought that was tailor-made for a game-ending double play that wins the game. And you crawl to within, you know, two games of the Twins in the Central. Instead, it's just a mistake. And by the way, I mean, I saw people saying, oh, you know, you can't make mistakes like this down the stretch.
You really can't. You really can't. I'm sorry.
It's pretty amazing for the stretch of baseball they played. They really hadn't been making a ton of really huge mistakes.
I know.
They played pretty darn good baseball.
That's true. No one's taken away what they had just done. But I think that you have to point out that you really can't. You can't afford to make those mistakes. You are running out of time on the calendar. You're playing much better teams than what your opponent is going. Your main opponent in the division are playing. The Mets are a better baseball team than the White Sox, even though the White Sox have been better lately. And you would definitely put this right up there with I don't know, is it a bonehead move? Because it seemed that three out of the four, Roberto Perez thought that the ball was coming home, correct? Roberto Perez thought the ball was coming home. So Perez thought it was coming home. Teats thought it was coming home.
I mean, unless
Brad Hand thought it was coming home.
Unless there is a signal of some sort, and baseball teams have these signals all mapped out well in advance. These are things they practice in spring training. Because he is a lefty,
yeah,
maybe they've said anytime Brad Hand is on the mound in a situation like this, he's covering home. I just find that hard to believe, considering you could end the game with a double play. And by the way, not an all-time difficult double play. Santana's pretty good at making that throw, and Lindor has it covered, so they're going to get that double play every single time as long as somebody's covering first.
216-578-0092. Who made the mistake here? I still have to put it on Brad Hand, right? Because there's runners on base. You're a closer.
Well, he ultimately
was
the guy that...
runners on the corners with one out.
Again, there's traffic on the bases every time the guy is out there.
Yep.
And to give up the leadoff double like that.
You done? You done yet? You know what I mean by done. Are you done yet?
With Brad Hand?
Yeah.
Man, this is a tough time to make that change.
How many in a row? Is this now on three?
He has blown three in a row in his last five games. He's been dismal.
Well, did he blow that by his pitching last night or his fielding?
Both.
Both. He's been pick slot.
Because so everybody's saying, well, if you go home, you get the out at home, but still there's two outs with runners on first and second now. He never got another out after that. They still scored. They still won the game.
Yeah, he had another opportunity to pitch out of it, and he couldn't do it.
That's what you could put this on Santana. Don't put this on Carlos Santana.
But Todd Frazier,
Carlos Santana's trying to end the game.
He's the only reason why you were still in it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm not blaming Carlos Santana for this one.
Are we really trying to blame Carlos Santana? Now, these are snippets here. We're not really trying to blame Carlos Santana for this, are we? Well, he's a left-handed pitcher. He's supposed to go home with it. That's what we're using here. Now, I guess that must be a hard and fast rule because Brad Hand took off for home at first. So that's supposed to be part of it.
I don't think it is a hard. I think the hard fast rule is win the game with a double header. I mean, with a double play. I think that's the hard fast rule.
I'm watching the replay. Roberto Perez seems ready for a throw. Brad Hand went back, was getting ready to run back behind home plate for some sort of a backup. All right, here's Roberto Perez. Let's hear what Roberto has to say about Santana and the throw home.
Yeah, he's out. Hit a ground ball, you know, right at Santana. Like I said, you know, I'm not double-guessing the play. Santana, you know, he's really good in first base, you know. He took the chance to get a double play. But, you know, those things happen in the game, and it's got to get better.
Yeah, you are double-guessing, technically. We're second-guessing.
He is. But, again, okay, congratulations. You got the out at home.
Now you still got another batter coming up.
Now what? Now you're trusting Brad Hand to smoothly get out of that game?
Maybe that's the difference here. You and I are not on the field or on the team. We don't trust Brad Hand. They, according to what they say, they trust Brad Hand.
My guess is some of that is eroding fast, very fast.
Well, let's hear what Tito Francona has to say. This is quick, but go right on ahead. Tito 4, go.
We can't run from Brad. We need to get where we want to go. We got to get him hot.
Got to get him good and hot.
Obviously, I think there are going to be bigger issues than just that one situational play, and that situation is how long are we going to do this with Brad Hand? And I think it's a legitimate question. Obviously, all Tito's going to say is we have his back, we have to, he's our closer. And I think he should be. I don't think he has pitched his way out of closing for the rest of the season just because of a few weeks. Even though he'd been teetering before that, I don't think you can just replace him there because what are your options? Okay. All right, Carlos Carrasco, just get out there and do something you've never done before.
Well, see, this
like
is
with
it.
The season on the line.
Ravishing Rick Mayfield, situational awareness. Hand has none. Well, according to what they're saying, Santana has none.
No, I disagree. I think that's
three out of four Cleveland Indians are blaming Carlos Santana for that play, not Brad Hand.
Man, I don't understand how you're not just trying not to end the game and not let Brad Hand go see another hitter. All Hand has to do is run over to first. The game's over. Game's over. I don't care which side of the mound he's falling off on.
But I got three, over there. But you understand, I got three professional baseball players.
Sure.
Well, Tito is one of them. So you got three people at the Cleveland Indians saying that that's on Santana. I got three of them. Now, you and I don't play baseball. You and I look at this and go, double play, the possibility to get out of it. We don't trust Brad Hand. So honestly, I hate to do this. I guess they're right, aren't they?
No, I don't think they are.
But I got three guys there saying that that's the way it's supposed to go. I disagree. I'm with you on this. I disagree with them. Like, hey, it's a double play. Brad Hand's been terrible lately. Get out of the game. Get the win. Let's get the hell out of here. Two back of the Twins. We'll see you tomorrow night. But obviously, it's not going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously thought that or believe that that's the play to make. You go home with the ball, get the out, there you go.
Here's what I don't understand. Why in the world? I'm watching the play again. Okay, I just dialed it up. Why does anybody need to cover home?
I don't know.
For what reason?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand. Roberto Perez is there. He's at home. He's standing on home. Why does Brad Hand need to go home?
I don't know.
Does he need to back up the catcher?
I don't know. I guess.
No, there's a catcher there.
I feel like if the ball came thrown, this is what, come on.
Watch the play. Roberto Perez is standing on home plate.
If the ball is thrown home at that close a distance, mm-hmm. I feel if it gets away from Roberto Perez, it's probably going to get away from Brad Hand. Right. He's going to end up somewhere around the dugout.
Well, he's being obscured. He doesn't know where the ball's going to be. And the ball's not going to be airmailed. It's going to hit Roberto Perez and then deflect, go somewhere.
Crazy.
So no,
this is the stupidest thing.
Keep it simple, stupid. Go cover first base and end the game.
Simple, stupid. Works
every
time.
And win the game and get within two of Minnesota. Game over. Santana to Lindor, back to first, game over.
Okay. Double sacrifice to third.
Bunt,
Rosario,
by the way.
Rosario to third, a bunt.
A National League bunt.
So you had Alonso intentionally walked.
Took the bat out of Alonso's hand, yeah.
All right. So there's runners on the corners at this time, correct? Why are you throwing home?
Yeah, I have no idea.
There's no thing in the book that says that he has to come home with one out. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my freaking mind. Because I got three guys who play professional baseball their entire lives, and they're saying that what Carlos Santana did was wrong. But if you throw home, who knows if the guy's coming?
Where I want
to
know.
So you're just going to throw back to first?
Where are the baseball
people?
Are
you going to throw it over to second?
That go with Tito every time, and no matter what, the media guys are wrong. Okay, where are people trying to tell us we're wrong here? Because no one is. I'm not seeing it.
Everybody agrees with you.
Christopher Wilson, this is on hand. It's Little League. You're taught to cover first. Why home? Bebo was there. Exactly.
You guys.
And it's not a force at home. It's a tag.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. But I got three professional players, one of which is the manager, saying that, no, he should have thrown home.
This, to me, smells like they got together after the game.
Oh, come on. What, to make up for Brad Hand and throw Carlos Santana under the
bus? I don't know
if
they asked Santana.
Speculation.
Yes, it is. I have a theory that Santana said, hey, you can put it on me. I don't care. He's the leader of the team.
You know what? I'd like to know if this is a baseball thing, because part of keeping
Sean
guys
is
sharp.
Right here. You were right, too, there, Owen. I think you guys are both right.
Well, I think this is a baseball thing, because keeping guys sharp for 162, you notice rarely does a really good team want to pile on a player. You just don't see that a lot. But in football, yeah, the idiot kicker missed the kick. Okay, that's what they do. They don't coddle guys that way.
They didn't want to say that until Cody Parkey decided to go on the Today Show and did it. Sean Ilias, Ken, is it not possible due to the fact that Brad Hand's been a dumpster fire as of late that his coach and teammates don't want to blame him in the media or don't want him blamed in the media? Are fans going to really blame Carlos Santana? Not a whole lot, maybe, but I just don't buy this. I got three guys saying that it's the right move, so they're professional baseball players. I'm supposed to go to them and say, okay, I guess that I give to you that you guys are the right ones about this, but none of it makes sense. You throw home. The bases aren't loaded. There's one out. He doesn't have to come home.
No, he could have stayed at third.
Bases would have then been loaded with still one out. This is asinine. This is totally asinine. I agree with you guys. It's not even reckless speculation.
It's not.
I'm going full Jones today. It's a cover-up. That's a cover-up. I don't care. That's a cover-up. I'm beside myself. End of discussion. It's stupid. It's really, really dumb stuff. It's not the way I want to end up the show. 216 or start
see you tomorrow.
The show. 216-578-0092. All right. Tell me I'm wrong, please. Because I don't understand. And I agree with you, Anthony, but I got three professionals telling me that, yeah, Carlos Santana was supposed to go home. 216-578-0092. This about last night and a kid who got a Brown Super Bowl tattoo coming up at 640 live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.